All right, welcome to Dustin Needs to Talk. So, something interesting about this, one thing I want to talk about today is, I guess, intentions and what we say, you know, when you say something and it gets taken wrong. I do this all the time, and I know for a fact that my wife would be like, yeah, you put your foot in your mouth every day. In fact, I joke about family members who have foot-in-mouth disease and what that means. But it's so interesting to me how important it is to everybody to take everything literally. Like, if I'm going to listen to what you're going to say and you say it and you say something wrong and then I get mad at you, is it okay for me to be mad at you? Because that's not what you actually meant. But then there's importance in what we say. I don't know. You know, it goes back. I think about the school I'm at right now. I told the principal earlier in the year I don't want her in my room. What I meant by that is that I don't want to have issues in my room that bring an administrator in. Because that is not what I want. Well, later we were talking about observations and things like that, and she mentioned, well, I know you don't want me in your room, but I have to go in there for observations. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think you realize that's not what I meant. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say that I don't want you in my room because there's problems. But apparently she had built an entire, basically, case about me that I didn't want anybody in my room. And I don't know if there was judgment there or not, and it kind of made me go, wow, that was totally taken wrong from what I said. You know, interestingly enough, just something to think about. And so, yeah. You know, what we say is important, and I get that, but at the same time, why is what we say the most important thing? I don't know. I think I'm going somewhere else with that. I'm kind of ranting, I guess. But all right. So beautiful day in the lovely Sacramento area. I was actually helping out my wife's grandfather today. He has dementia. Wife's grandma is at a rehab facility. Not that kind of rehab. She just had pneumonia. And honestly, in my opinion, we witnessed a miracle because the woman, we took a tube out of her throat, expecting her to die, and the doctor comes in and says, hey, she's good. She's ready to talk to somebody, whatnot. I'm like, what? So we're helping her. We've got family in town helping with her. So grandma and grandpa's van died. The battery went dead. So I was like, oh, so I'll go, you know, replace the battery, all that stuff. So it's interesting, you know, going back to my topic about what we say. So I come back and I have used money given to me by my wife and my wife's aunt. That is her grandparents' money to pay for the battery. Well, I come in and grandpa says, let me write you a check for the battery. And I was like, no, you paid for it. It's good. And it's interesting. And mind you, he has dementia. He's about midway through it. My own grandfather passed away from dementia, so I'd say he's about halfway through what my grandpa went through before he passed away. Again, my opinion. I'm not a professional. I just play one on TV. But it was just really, you know, he gets all mad at me, and he's like, you better not be lying to me. And I'm like, Bill, I wouldn't lie to you. There's no way I would lie to you. And he, well, if you're lying, you're going to be in big trouble, be held to pay. No, I'm not lying. But the fact that people don't trust what we say, the intentions of what's in our words, yeah, craziness, right? Not what I want to have said about me, not what I want to have said about anybody I know, you know? Yeah, interesting. So, I don't know, another rant, another day. Thank you for listening. If you have anything to say or stories, please let me know. I think I might eventually tell my wife that I'm doing this podcast so that she can maybe join for one or all that stuff. Could be kind of fun. All right. Thank you.